Obviously, the season's not going to end with the postseason for you guys, but where's the program at in your estimation at this point, Doug?
Well, I really think that, you know, those type of things, you know, we'll talk about at, you know, the end of the season. I mean, we're just trying to keep fighting. I mean, we fought our way into some good situations, and obviously, you know, we were disappointed in some of the games during the year, but, you know, we're going to look at it as a whole after the season's over. Right now our focus is just winning a game up in Foxborough.
Obviously, it's a hard game to, you know, kind of forecast because New England's in a situation where they are preparing for the postseason and have some things locked up. That can't change at all, I would imagine, your preparation in the slightest, but I figured I would ask that question. How does that change anything for you?
No, I mean, we're preparing for their best. I mean, they've been, you know, the top of the league, not just the division league, for such a long period of time that, you know, we've got to go out there and we mentally have to be ready to play our best to be competitive in the game.
Might not be the smartest question, but I'll ask it anyway. When you compete against a team that has had that kind of organizational success over an extended period, can it be a benefit to go against that, I guess call it even a program, in terms of these are the things that they do, you observe and maybe, you know, even just siphon off a little bit of some of the things that they do?
Well, I think, you know, when you watch the film, and this has been going on since, you know, prior to me going to the Saints when I was with the New York Jets, you just, you know, from a standpoint of the coaches and the players they bring in, you know, from a leadership standpoint, their efficiency, the way they play, whether it's, you know, just in the fundamentals, blocking, tackling, not even looking at the schemes, you know, are things that everyone looks at and says, you know, how do we get that, you know, on a consistent basis, because if you don't, you're not going to have the consistency of winning. And a credit to the New England organization, Coach Belichick, the coaches, and obviously the players that have been through there, and they've done it with, you know, a lot of different players and parts, but they've all performed the same way. They've been very consistent, they're very efficient, and they're very difficult to beat.
Doug, how close do you guys feel you are to kind of breaking through and, you know, getting to that next level of being a playoff team? And what do you think has to happen in the next couple of years for that to come to fruition?
Well, I think it's hard to tell how close you are because you continually have to fight. And you know, the first time is usually the most difficult time because, you know, you're trying to change some culture. You're trying to, you know, change, you know, some maybe poor habits that you've gotten accustomed to because, you know, you've lost so much. So, you know, those things are always a process and those things are always, in you know, according to change. So you got to keep going forward and keep fighting. And then, you know, when you break through, then you look back and say, okay, this is what we were able to do that. And you never really know exactly what the exact piece or players or what you may have or scheme or what you have to do. So you just have to keep, you know, working and going forward and know what you believe in and keep fighting.
Doug, first time we saw you guys, I think, leading into the game, you mentioned that you were excited to see how Sammy Watkins performed against Darrell Revis. And I think Darrell had what you would expect is, you know, for a 7 or 8 year veteran. Coming out of that game, what were some of the things that you talked, if at all, to Sammy about with Darrell, and how has Sammy improved over the course of time since?
Well, you know, he's going through his rookie year, and he's put up good numbers. And then, you know, obviously, you're always going to gauge yourself, you know, to probably the best corner in the game with Darrell Revis. And, you know, obviously, Brandon Browner and the whole secondary, you know, is playing extremely well. So it's difficult, you know, and, you know, it's man-to-man. I mean, they play that quite a bit. It's not a secret. And, you know, you're going to have to win. And, you know, they're very good at it. They know routes. They know splits. They know exactly what's going on. They study the receivers. And it's a challenge. And if you want to, you know, be the best, you're going to have to beat the best. And I think that Sammy understands that. I think he's a young player. I think that he's progressing nicely. And, you know, we need to have him have a good game against a Pro Bowl player.
Your defensive line is going to send three guys to the Pro Bowl. How important has that group been to your team's overall success and really a basis for what you can do defensively?
Well, I think it's a credit to them. I think it's difficult, you know, to get three players in one position, you know, to the Pro Bowl. You know, and the fact that, you know, Jerry Hughes is probably having, you know, his best year, an outstanding year. I mean, I think all four of them have done a nice job. They, you know, they play through injuries. They, you know, extremely competitive with each other. It's extremely important to them. And I just think that, you know, that we have a lot of talent, you know, on that defensive line, and we have a lot of talent on defense. I think overall we've, you know, there's some spots where we've been spotty, but I think when you look at it consistently over the course of the season so far, they've done a great job, and we need to continue that this Sunday.
How about
would be our biggest challenge?
You know, you see Alan Branch here in New England. What was your experience? Obviously, it didn't end as you would have hoped. Just your overall impressions of Alan and the contributions he seems to be making here in New England.
I see him playing with a lot of enthusiasm. Obviously, we're happy for him. Obviously, you know, you don't like, you know, playing against good football players, and Alan's a very good football player. And, you know, you see him making plays, and you see him out there having fun, and he brings a lot of energy, and is a solid football player, and he's playing well.
Is Brandon Spikes everything that you thought he would be for you guys, even, you know, now that you've had a whole season with him?
I mean, he's really done a great job for us. I mean, in the locker room, on the field, you know, help some of our younger linebackers, you know, with Preston Brown and Nigel Bradham playing, with Kiko being out, you know, just helping them, learning how to be a pro, watching film, doing those things. He had an outstanding offseason. He was here throughout the whole offseason. I think that was important. So he's been everything that we expected him.